Mets going for a four-game sweep of the Reds. Sal Romano's family in attendance today. Let's fast forward to the bottom of the sixth. Dominic Smith at the plate.
That one is hammered. And it's a 3-2 game. Over the wall and right by Dominic Smith, and he got every last inch of it. Line drive to right. Over the head of Shevlin. 5-2 ball game. Reyes a double.
Deep fly ball into left field, going back. Nimmo looking up to the wall. Gone. This game is tied. Zach Cozart with a three-run home run. How about that?
So the Reds posing a two-on-one-out threat. Swung on, line drive, left center field. That ball goes by the center fielder and all the way to the wall. One run scores. They're going to hold up the third runner, and he runs through the stop sign, and he's out. Scott Schebler can't get out of his own way right now. The umpires now huddle up. Safe.
Wow.
How about that? Fly ball hit well back into right field. If it's fair, it's a three-run home run. It is, and it is. It is 10-5.
Brian Price and the Reds able to avoid the sweep by the Mets on Sunday as they win 10-5. Here's Price on the victory.
Yeah, God bless America. Right. Well, I believe in honoring the flag. I can tell you that. You know, God bless America gave me a time to realize that it was not a time to get ejected. You know, and I had an opportunity before the song began to make my point to the home plate umpire, and then Jerry Lane did a good job of just kind of, you know, cooling things off like a veteran umpire. He did a good job, and then at that point in time, it's a ball game. You know, we got to do what we can to try to win the game, and I wanted to be there for that. So, it was probably good timing for the song. It was Bo Thompson. You know, we'd all love to take credit for that, but it comes down to our video guy telling us that we should challenge that play that he thought that Schebler got in, you know, and that saved the play. I mean, Sheb ran right through the stop sign, and thank goodness he was safe. You know, that was a critical time, a one-run ball game, especially the way the Mets have been swinging the bats, man. They've been giving us all we can handle, and you would certainly like to have a bigger window for Rysel to not have to necessarily walk the tightrope across, you know.
A great day for Tucker Barnhart, 3-for-4 with a home run and 5 RBIs. Here's what he had to say about his performance.
Just looking for some pitches out over the plate. Familia gave me one that in the spot I was looking for and put a good swing on it. I thought I was going to get caught by Lagares, actually. But the at-bat there in the eighth, looking for a fastball in that situation, and got it. And working a lot in the cage, so I'm glad the work's paid off.
Sal Romano goes 5 innings, allowing 2 runs on 8 hits while striking out 6. He ends up with a no decision. Here's what he had to say.
He was able to make some big pitches to not let the big inning happen, obviously. And, guys play great behind me. Tucker did an unbelievable job, as always, you know, behind the plate and hitting. So just overall, good team win. Enjoyed the moment. But, you know, once the game started, I just wanted to do my job. And that's to, you know, give the team a chance to win. I was able to do that. And
Tuesday, the Reds are in St. Louis for a series against the Cardinals.